Welcome to Clearing the Static, news, analysis, and discussion of developments in radio and television in the United States and Canada. Your hosts are the Radio Kid and Jake Longwell. From Clearing the Static, this is Radio News Now with the Radio Kid.
Welcome to Radio News Now, the radio newscast to go to when your radio station changes format. For the week ending December 9th, I am the Radio Kid reporting. Well, the big news this week is that we finally have a buyer for Merlin Media's, for Harold Camping's WKDN 106.9. And as you may have guessed by my verbal mistake, that buyer is Merlin Media, the very same company that has launched all news radio stations in New York and Chicago. It is expected that the 106.9 frequency will become an FM news radio station sometime this spring or summer. A top programmer from WBT in Charlotte, North Carolina, has already been tapped to head Merlin Media Philadelphia. It appears that Clear Channel is getting ready for its Hartford move-in, that's 97.9, which is currently WPKX, licensed to the Springfield, Massachusetts market. However, that radio station is moving to Hartford. So, what's going to happen to WPKX? That station is moving to 100.9. It's Kix Country format, it's WPKX call letters, and everything that goes with it. That has already displaced WRNX 100.9, the AAA radio station. Right now, 100.9 and 97.9 are in simulcast mode, but that doesn't appear to be lasting very long. That's because Clear Channel registered a bunch of domains last week, discovered by the NetGnome investigators at radioinsight.com. Four out of the seven domains registered are for an AC brand, Mix, Magic, or My. The other two domains lead to an ESPN affiliation, ESPN979.com and 979ESPN.com. That would either mean a displacement or simulcast of WPOP 1410 in Hartford. What will happen? We'll just have to wait and see. The seventh domain is WACX.com. It looks like some changes are afoot in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the Twin City of St. Paul. There are two changes that we're currently looking at here. The first involves KHTC, a radio station licensed at 96.3 to Northwestern Lights Broadcasting. That radio station has been doing CHR, now 96.3, for the past 2 years. But it looks like that may change, as ktwin.com and its .net variation have been registered, along with an application of the KTWN calls. To our ears, K-Twin does not sound like the moniker for a CHR format. What is being rumored is a possible flagship for the Minnesota Twins. But we can discount that because the Minnesota Twins are already heard on Minneapolis market KSTP 1500. So we expect a music format to be landing here. Stay tuned, as always. And while we normally don't report on rumors, this one we just couldn't resist. The rumor is of a flip at WLTE 102.9, Light 102.9, as owned by the CBS Corporation. CBS registered a number of domains for 102.9 FM, and as the Minneapolis frequency is the only 102.9 that they own. It is most likely, speculates Lance Venta at RadioInsight.com, that Minneapolis will be the 102.9 that will be changing. The domains include the usuals, my1029.com, mix1029.com, mymix102.9, as well as some unusuals, sonar.19.com, thebuzzing1029.com, myheadsbuzzing1029.com, and the usual fmtalk1029.com. Whether WLTE will flip or not is to be watched, as right now WLTE is in all Christmas mode. We'd speculate here at Radio News Now that, rather than an outright format flip, we will see a tweaking or freshening of the station. And the star is shining in Sacramento. Because of the void that has been left from the 92.5 flip of KGBY from my 92.5 to a simulcast of KFBK, Entercom has seen the need for this void and has filled it, flipping KBZC 106.5, The Buzz, from Rhythmic AC to Hot AC Star 106.5. The mix is generally modern music in leaning. We don't hear many recurrence or gold titles. And its main competition is KZZO, now 100.5. The Buzz format was revamped as of Labor Day, flipping from its all 90s format to Rhythmic AC, installing a new lineup of jocks. Those jocks are out with this format change, meaning they lasted a record of 3 months. The station is promising the usual 10,000 songs in a row. Star 106.5 is the website if you are interested. By the way, 100,000watts.com reports that the call letters KFBK-FM were applied for and were granted for the 92.5 frequency. And from the rumors department, although we normally don't report these rumors without some sort of web registration domain or some sort of confirmation, we must report on the rumor that WNWV 107.3 in Cleveland, Ohio, will be returning to its smooth jazz wave format. Actually, we'll speculate here that the format will be smooth AC rather than smooth jazz. Rubber City Radio, the new owners of the radio station, have registered wave1073.net. Also, the Cleveland Scene newspaper reports that all of the staff of the AAA V1073 format, I had to think about that for a moment, are out as of Friday the 16th. And for the week ending December 9th, that's your radio news. Remember, you can get all of your news on our website, or links to the news on our website. It's been a long day. clearingthestatic.tripod.com, and send us email radionewsnow@ymail.com. For the week ending November 9th, I am the Radio Kid, and that is your radio news now.
Clearing the Static. clearingthestatic.tripod.com. Did you miss a show? Chill Axe. All our shows are archived. Online at clearingthestatic.tripod.com. Putting people like Lowry, Lou, and Farrah to shame. This is Clearing the Static. clearingthestatic.tripod.com.
And that is who we are. We are Clearing the Static from Geneva Community Radio. Jake Longwell and the Radio Kid here with you for another week.
Hey, hello, everybody!
That's right. That's right. We're here, and we're here to talk about radio, as we do every week at this same time.
Yes, we are. We definitely are. And a lot of big news this week. And I can't wait to get into it. So, we have so many big stories this week. I'm not exactly sure where to start. I guess we'll start with the big juicy stuff. The Harold Camping sell-off.
Well, in all fairness, we really shouldn't attach his name to the company because he's no longer part of it.
Well, yeah, but I will go out on a limb and say it's his fault.
Well, yes, I would agree with that.
But, yeah, all right. So, the family radio sell-off, WKDN, apparently the price tag on this baby, $22.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot more than the $8.5 that they sold WFSI for.
Yes. Yes, quite a lot more. It's obvious Randy Michaels has some money to spend.
Well, with all that backing from GTCR.
Absolutely. That's an interesting... I think that the price tag here is the most interesting aspect of it. That just goes to show that radio stations in large markets do still sell for a pretty hefty price tag. Although, as I've said on previous occasions when we've talked about station sales, if this were 15 years ago, the price probably would have been... I'd go out on a limb and say maybe 10 times that.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Even just for that one station.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, this will almost certainly mean... I mean, we don't have proof of this, of course. We should say that this is just speculation on our part, but this will almost certainly mean, in our opinion, FM news or some kind of spoken word format.
Well, given that they've already hired a programmer from WBT, which is one of the most successful talk stations in the country, I'm inclined to say yes. I'm inclined to agree with that.
Yes. Now, the question is it going to be all news or news talk? Because, as you say, WBT is a talk station.
I'm going to guess probably all news. Randy Michaels really likes the idea of challenging CBS.
Right. And, of course, there, for those not familiar, the all news leader, actually, I think the only station with a format in the market, is 50,000-watt KYW.
That's correct. And, you know, Lance Venta over at Radio Insight, you know, he does this whole Twitter thing. I'm not so good on that Twitter thing, but I do read his posts. And he said something very interesting, and he said that he wondered if this would force CBS's hand in putting KYW on FM. Now, this poses an interesting problem for CBS because they only have one other FM station. They already put WIP on WYSP. The only other station available to them is WOGL, which normally gets good ratings and good billing.
Yes.
And so the question for Mr. Venta was, you know, would they sacrifice that station?
I wonder if, I mean, this might be wild speculation, but I really think they'd like to put KYW on FM, especially considering what's coming. I wonder if they would swap formats on 98.1 and 1060.
That would be interesting. That definitely wouldn't be out of the question.
But then again, the argument would be, well, an AM music station just doesn't work these days. And if and you're looking also at classic hits, which, you know, that music would be better suited for FM. If they were still doing oldies, then maybe. But again, that's just wild speculation on my part. But certainly, it would be really unfortunate for them if they couldn't somehow put KYW on FM. Because that could very well hurt them in the end if more people will be gravitating to the 106.9 frequency.
I don't think they should put KYW on FM.
Well, I agree. I agree with you, but I'm just trying to get inside the minds of the executives at CBS Philadelphia. And I really think that this will have them running scared.
It probably would. Excuse me. Yeah, it probably would have them running scared. But here's the thing. They know this is coming.
That's true.
What things they might or might not do to prepare, I really don't know. Because if they sacrifice OGL... you know, Lance Venta seems to think that either Clear Channel or Greater Media would pick up the Classic Hits heartbeat in a format, or Classic Hits format in a heartbeat. I'm not so convinced.
No, considering that their music stations are already spoken for and seem to be doing relatively well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know of a music station in Philadelphia that's in the crapper right now.
No, neither do I. And of course, they're not going to do anything with their... Greater Media, I think, would not sacrifice WPEN-FM.
No. Of course not.
And Clear Channel's already making some... changes to its stations with the relaunch of WDAS.
Right. So I don't think they'd want to change anything right now.
I don't know. This could be interesting. What will be interesting is, of course, Merlin will have to, I think, do a lot of promotion because... honestly, I don't think very many people in the market even know that there is a station on 106.9.
Yeah, you're right.
Because of the format that it's had for decades, those pretty much the only people listening to it were those that were family radio fanatics.
Exactly.
So they're going they'll have a big signal. It's a full market signal. And it's been the envy of many broadcasters over the years, I'm sure.
Yeah, but for most Philadelphians, 106.9 is the frequency that you pass by to get to whatever was owned by Radio 1. Actually, before 107.9 came on the air, 106.9, when you met that, you knew you were at the end of the dial, and you'd better change back before you got preached at.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So
I mean, that signal has been a wasteland.
It has. It has. I mean, and if I'm not mistaken, that's the only format that's ever been on that frequency. So, essentially you have to start from scratch because you have essentially a whole new radio station to...
Well, think of this. They don't even have, because of the way family radio operates, they don't even have a studio space.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, I don't think that's going to be... that would be the least of their worries. I mean, hell, all they have to do is buy or rent space somewhere in the city for that. Right. No, I really think the main obstacle here is going to be getting people aware of this new station. I mean, and granted, that's an obstacle with any format that you launch.
Yeah, but they can't treat this like they treated New York and Chicago.
No, because those frequencies were already listened to by the majority of the populace. Most people in the cities, in those cities, knew that those frequencies existed, that there was something there.
Right.
So it will be interesting to see what happens with the new 106.9. Of course, Family Radio will be losing Philadelphia completely unless they decide to try and buy an AM station in the market. But I don't see that happening. Could they? Certainly, but I don't think it would be worth it to them.
No.
I'm sure that...
they really want into Philadelphia, then...
Right. I mean, for the $22.5 million they're getting, they could take a small chunk of that and buy a suburban AM station in the market. But I...
And claim Philadelphia, yeah.
Yeah. But I have a feeling that they're going to be wanting to put that $22.5 million toward other things, like paying off the debt from all of this fiasco.
Yeah.
So, yes, it does seem like the other shoe has dropped in the saga of Family Radio. Will they be shedding more stations? Time will tell.
Yeah, guys, don't buy that whole New York bit.
No.
New York will be the last thing they... They'll kill off the whole network before they sell New York.
Right. And I'm inclined to agree with you. And it's the same thing with that frequency. That's prime real estate in that market, that 94.7 signal. And yet, it's not available.
Right.
So, definitely something worth following. There were other developments in the radio industry, of course, this week. And among them is speculation of a return of the Wave in Cleveland.
Yes.
I had to say, I found this very interesting when you brought this up to me and brought it to my attention. I really have to wonder if this is really going to happen. And if it is, the question becomes, will it be smooth jazz or smooth AC? Now, maybe you could explain to our audience that isn't aware what the difference is.
Okay. I'll try and put this in a way most people can understand. Smooth jazz, which that's the format that took off in the, I'd say, late 1980s. It's when it really began to take off, playing various forms of New Age music and what was called contemporary jazz at that time. The format morphed away from playing New Age music and other forms of world music and mainly concentrated on smooth jazz artists such as Kenny G or Sade. My mind is going blank right about now. Not David Arkenstone. God, I can't think. Mostly towards a more instrumental music lean for the stations. The stations were billed as a stress-free relaxation type, and it was a very relaxing listen. Now, what happened is a company called Broadcast Architecture decided to take the smooth jazz format hostage. When the format started to lose older listeners who enjoyed the relaxing music, again, most of it instrumental, and so they started putting in these vocals. Now, smooth jazz has always had a small share of vocal artists. But the main core of the format was instrumental music. But some of the vocal choices that they choose to add were as familiar music. For example, one of the big no-nos when Smooth AC drove me nuts was they added Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia. And yes, I did hear that for myself, and I was disgusted when I did. This new format, or this new add-on, where they take out the instrumental music and put in the more familiar vocal tunes, was dubbed Smooth AC.
Yes, that pretty much describes it. Some stations that are sticking with the Smooth Jazz branding do still incorporate some instrumentals. The broadcast architecture feed incorporates some instrumentals, but they are becoming fewer and fewer. And a lot of the Smooth AC stations used to play at least one or two Smooth Jazz instrumentals per hour. Some of them have shied away from that. A recent post on the Smooth Jazz Radio Info Board indicated that KIFM, which is one of the heritage Smooth Jazz stations, they morphed into the Smooth AC branding, and they're not playing instrumentals at all now.
Oh, no.
No. And they had been playing one or two instrumentals per hour, and from what I've read on the board, now they are not. So, the question becomes, because this is, of course, a local radio group that owns stations in Akron. This is actually their first entry into the Cleveland market. It's a huge signal that not only covers Cleveland, but a good chunk of Northeast Ohio. It'll be interesting to see what they choose to do with this. If they're going to go back to the Wave, I would hope that maybe they would do something locally produced instead of just relying on broadcast architecture. And folks, one of the ways you can tell if a station is just using broadcast architecture is by the fact that most of the broadcast architecture personalities these days are celebrity musicians.
Yes.
For instance, for most of them, they used to run, well, they still do run Dave Koz, but another saxophonist who now is a radio personality on these stations is Kenny G.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm very serious.
Oh my God, I didn't read this.
Oh yes, yes, because I was looking at, I wanted to see what the remaining Smooth Jazz stations in the country were doing. And one of the things that I kept seeing on their different websites is among their personalities was Kenny G.
Oh God.
And of course, you know that these people aren't actually sitting in a radio studio every day spinning records.
No, it's tracked.
Yes.
Let me ask you, is SBZ the only local one now?
I want to say yes, they are. If there are others, I don't know about them. Because actually, on the 100,000watts.com website, which is a very important resource, it's not free. You do have to pay for it, but it's well worth paying for. And I would encourage people who want to follow the news like we do, to subscribe. And no, we're not being paid to endorse them, but just stating that it's a good site. They have several listings of Smooth Jazz stations in smaller markets that do not have websites. So I can't say what those stations are doing. But most of the ones that I could see that had websites, yes, they're on the broadcast architecture bandwagon with Kenny G and Dave Koz and the whole bit.
Oh, dear.
Jeez. So I would hope that Rubber City would choose to do something different. But honestly, I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, don't hold your breath, Jake.
I'm not. I'm really not. But I could be wrong. I mean, a local radio company could decide. I mean, it's obvious they want to do something different with that frequency. And it just would seem to me, I mean, I suppose that the Wave could refer to another format. Certainly there have been other stations with the Wave moniker that have had radically different formats than Smooth Jazz. But I would think that they would know better than to bring back that moniker with a different format, considering the heritage that it had in the Cleveland market. I mean, it had been around for well over 20 years. The format was, they were one of the stations to adopt the format in the 80s, 1987, when the Radio Kid was talking about the smooth jazz or contemporary jazz new age format that was prominent in the late 80s. And yeah, the format had evolved on that station in the decades that it had been on the air since. But for the most part, it was more or less intact.
Yes, and the only reason they dropped it, if I remember correctly, was because they were afraid of PPM.
Absolutely.
It all comes back to that damn PPM.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, maybe Rubber City isn't quite as worried about that. Maybe they actually, you know, care about providing unique programming. I mean, granted, it's going to have to make some money. It's going to have to sell. Whatever they're going to be doing with it is going to have to sell, and it's going to have to attract decent ratings.
Well, that's why I don't think you're going to see smooth jazz format intact the way it was.
No. But we will see what happens. The AAA format certainly didn't last all that long.
No.
But we will be following this story as well as it develops here on Clearing the Static. And that's what you're listening to, Clearing the Static, from Geneva Community Radio. And Radio Kid, what would you like to talk about next?
The new Star 106.5 in Sacramento. What a disappointment that is. My goodness. It's bland. It's automated. It's everything you don't want from a radio station. What I can't believe is that Entercom Communications would take a radio station like KBZC. Okay. In September, Labor Day, they changed out the air staff. They completely changed out the air staff. They got rid of the Jamie White morning show. They got rid of the midday guy. Got rid of the afternoon guy. They brought in, well, mornings were automated. They brought in a new midday guy. They brought in the afternoon girl. And then 3 months later, oh, we're changing format again. You're gone. Wow. I mean, normally I have higher praise for Entercom, but today I am not praising Entercom Sacramento. I understand the need to change formats. I understand how big of a hole this was to fill. I am not upset that Entercom filled that hole. What I am upset about is this idea that you put a staff on the air, and then 3 months later, just to re-image a radio station, you give them the dropkick bum rush. Thank God Monica Lowe, who is the afternoon woman, or was the afternoon woman, thank God she didn't have a family with children. I would hate to have to be her if she did have children. Can you imagine I mean, thank God it's not a situation for her where, you know, it's okay, honey, we're all going to move to Sacramento because I got this new three year old money, especially just before Christmas.
I am very
unhappy with this move that Entercom has made, because the programmer for Star 106.5, he's staying. Entercom's general manager, he's staying. But these poor two DJs who made up the station staff, oh, well, here, 3 months into it, we're changing format again, and whether or not you're doing a good job, well, we still, you know, we want the station to sound good, so it doesn't matter that you just moved here. We're going to kick you back out again. What a disgraceful move. Very, very disgraceful. Very, very shameful. Entercom, especially before Christmas, I hope Santa gives you a lump of coal in your stocking.
That's right. No, I agree with you. That is really unfortunate. And, of course, they would say, well, we didn't know that this format was going to be disappearing from the market. And we had to, you know, it's like the old saying goes, we had to strike while the iron was hot.
Yeah, but they couldn't have kept the DJs on the air after you mean to honestly tell me that those DJs who did Rhythmic AC, that they could not have easily segued or transitioned into Hot AC? That's a load of baloney.
It is. I agree with you. I think that they could have. I think that they very well could have. Because, honestly, how hard is it to do a radio format anymore?
Depends on what you're doing.
well, yes, but I mean, seriously, does it really matter what music you're programming, as you know, considering that pretty much everything's all laid out for you, your playlist, what you're supposed to say? I mean, I honestly think a DJ who did one format could honestly be kept on to do something completely different.
Probably.
So I agree with you. That was very unfortunate and very very uncalled for, unnecessary. And yes, this is one of the reasons why I'm glad I never worked in or worked for corporate radio, because so many times you do, if you're working in a corporation, you could very well be in it, and sometimes it's voluntary. Sometimes if someone sees, oh, hey, there's a job out halfway across the country or on the West Coast, and I'm living on the East Coast, you know, hell yeah, I'm going to grab it because I need the job. But sometimes in a corporate situation, you don't really have much of a say. If corporate wants you to move to the West Coast and you're living and working in the Midwest, well, you don't have much of a say in that. So you have to pack up yourself and your family and relocate. And then, as you say, the format suddenly changes and they decide, oh, we didn't need you here anymore after all. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that happens maybe after a year, two, three. Okay, granted. But 3 months, Jake? 3 months? Give me a freaking break!
Yeah, it is. It is really, really sad, and my sympathies and my heart goes out to the people who lost their jobs. And I hope that they can find new jobs in the market, or they can find jobs elsewhere.
You're listening to Clearing the Static from Geneva Community Radio. We need to regroup.
Yes, we do. So we will do that, and we'll come back, and we've got a few minutes left, and so we will talk about other stuff. What will we be talking about? Well, you'll find out when we come back here on Clearing the Static.
'Cause sometimes the radio industry needs a kick in the pants. This is Clearing the Static. ClearingTheStatic.Tripod.com.
Yes, and I'd say we definitely gave it the kick in the pants that it deserved just now.
Yes, we did.
So yes, we're back here on Clearing the Static from Geneva Community Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m.
Yes.
And producer Jake, are my words echoing right now?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay, good. So it's just on my end.
Yeah, it seems to be. It seems to be a little technical problem you might want to get looked at.
All right.
But everything seems to be going smoothly here. Program note for those of you that are listening. We may not be here on Sunday the 25th.
Well, that's Christmas anyway, and our listeners should be having Christmas with their families instead of listening to us.
Absolutely. And so we've talked about different things that we'll both be doing for the holidays. And I may not even be here. So we may be taking a break. We might produce a special that we could run on the website, or we may just take that particular week off. We haven't decided that yet, but I did want to give our listeners a bit of a heads up that would be coming in a couple of weeks.
And that's a good idea, yes.
Okay, well, let's see. We have some other topics I'm sure we can discuss. Radio
yes.
Kid, if there's anything that you want to discuss, now's the time to do it.
Well, on other things, the in our newscast, you probably heard about the rumors going on in the rumors of format flips in the Twin Cities.
Yes.
Both at 96.3 and at 102.9. As a person who's interested in formats and who monitors this stuff, honestly, I buy the 96.3. To me, that has a little bit more validity to it than the 102.9 speculation does. When you apply for new call letters and...
Yeah, that's usually a pretty good sign that you're changing format.
Yes, and I think that's what's going to happen. And I think you're going to see it, if not over the holidays, then after the new year. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. But the question, of course, becomes what? I mean, K-Twin?
K-Twin, mm-hmm.
Which, of course, is obviously a local reference to the Twin Cities, but what could that possibly mean in terms of programming?
Someone on the Minneapolis board of Radio Info speculated country.
Well, I mean, I suppose a name like that could go with any format.
Right.
It's format neutral, really.
Right. Well, maybe, but I don't see it working well on a CHR or a rhythmic leaning CHR. I don't know. It just doesn't jive for me.
No.
I could see it on maybe a rock format if they decided to take on KQRS. I could definitely see it on a AAA, but they won't go AAA because Minneapolis already has two of them.
Right. And it won't... Well, I mean, they won't have the rights to the Twins, but they could still do sports and try to get those rights away from 1500.
Yes, that would be the third sports station in the market, I believe.
Yes, but there have been markets with more than three.
Yes, I'm aware of this.
K-Twin. I don't know. I guess we will just have to keep an eye on that. And also on 102.9, although I'm inclined to agree with you, I'm not so sure that a format change there is in it.
No. I think most likely you're going to see a tweaking. I mean, you might see now, like, light. I mean, I guess I'll describe it as a general AC format. I think maybe you might see them tweak more towards hot AC. But I don't think you'll see any changes beyond that. I really don't.
No, probably not. Probably not. It just, an AC format works relatively well. And any station that has that format is wise to stick with it, because it, well, let's face it, it's on everywhere. And it's definitely very PPM friendly. You know, like it or not, the PPM is here to stay, and you know, stations and advertisers are looking at it.
Right. And given, I mean, to me, it raises the question, because I believe Light is Minneapolis's most, I guess, the biggest known AC station. So why CBS would decide to tweak that now or change it now makes no sense to me. But then again, the whole Clear Channel flip of Fresh last year in Detroit didn't make sense to me either.
No. No. Well, I guess it all depends on how well it's doing in the ratings. I would guess if it's the best known branding, then it would be doing relatively well. So I would fear not, folks. I'm sure that if you're a fan of that format, it will not be going away.
No. As I said, it might sound a little bit different. And I can see, like, I know some fans of WNIC, when they flipped to Hot AC as Fresh, some of their fans were alienated because the music became younger. It was not softer. It was more hip. I think you might see a tweak in that direction.
Yes. You know, any station consultant would argue going after a younger audience is always better.
Yes.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but that's what, that's the advice that's being pushed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be the theory floating around nowadays. They're going after younger demos, but they're not doing it in the right way.
No. No. Unfortunately, they are not. So, so I will be surprised to see any format flip on that frequency. All right. Well, it's clearing the static. We've got about 10 minutes remaining in the show.
All right. Well, it looks like Canada might be getting an FM standards station.
Really? This is interesting.
Yes. In Winnipeg.
Ah?
Yes. Of course, you're familiar with the Ivanov Group.
Oh, yes.
And their Jewel format.
Yes, it's on the air in Ottawa and, I believe, Toronto.
Well, a variation is coming to Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Because originally, Ivanov had the application for 106.1, which is now Energy 106, the CHR.
Right.
That was originally supposed to be the lounge, which was the standard station. Well, then they bought the old, which group was it? K-Rock and the Ethnic Station. I think from... No, it wasn't Halliburton. It was it was a smaller group.
Right.
And they went ahead and bought it. So now 100.3 has ditched its classic rock and blues K-Rock format. They're playing Christmas music, but the website, in order to get to the radio station, is lounge107.com.
Oh, so it's 100.7.
Yes. Oh. I must have said something else.
You said 100.3.
Dope! My mind today is gone.
That's all right. Hmm. So it looks like that that market will be getting a lounge station.
Yes. Yes. Which I'm expecting to be like younger standards-ish stuff, Michael Bublé, right, all the times.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that I, the only criticism I have about stations that have this format, standards format, is that they stick to a limited number of artists, and there's so much great music. Well, of course, this could be said about any of the formats out there, I suppose, but there's so much great music that isn't being played, that isn't being given the attention it deserves.
Right.
And I think that one of the things that would help this format, or even any other format for that matter, would be to expand the playlist.
Exactly.
Yet, this seems like such a foreign concept to most people in radio.
Yeah, it's like, oh, here's our playlist of 250 songs. Let's play the same playlist over and over. And let's pick the 250 songs that people know the most, the ones that test.
Yes, and that I've always thought was ridiculous. You know, the song has to be... I would love to be in one of these focus groups. I've never been invited to participate in any of these focus groups that determine what songs will be played on the radio.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd love to be involved in one of those.
Of course, I would probably pick all of the songs that everyone else voted down or said that they didn't like.
Right.
And in that case, it's... I don't know. I think it's a vicious cycle, because really what you've got is you've got radio stations that play the same songs over and over. And so you have people that get into... They're sort of lulled into a comfort zone. And, you know, stop me if you think I'm off base here, Radio Kid, but they're lulled into some bit of a comfort zone where they hear songs they know and like, and it gets to the point where a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people that listen to music on the radio, they don't want to try anything different or listen to anything different.
Right, because they're so familiar with what they know. And, well, the other logic is, and I hate when the consultants tell you this, because it's a load of BS, and they brought it up on themselves. But they say, well, people don't listen to the radio all day long, so if we play the same songs once an hour, you know, by the next hour, those other people will be gone. Well, that's only because you don't do anything to keep them there. You want them gone. And with the PPM, the PPM encourages that even more.
Yes, it does.
You know, I almost had a fit when I did an internship at a commercial radio station, and a consultant, Alan Burns, he says to our general manager, because we were actually getting complaints that we were playing the same songs over and over again. And Mr. Alan Burns, or one of his associates, says to the general manager, well, it doesn't matter because people aren't supposed to be listening to the radio all day long anyway.
Okay, but what about workplaces that have exactly the radio on all day?
That was his point. What about these other places that do? And, you know, I said, well, it's mostly background music. They won't notice. Yeah, great way to encourage tune out there, Mr. Burns.
Absolutely.
Great.
But people do notice. And not only the people that work there, but people that that shop there, or that if it's a place like a doctor's office or hospital, a waiting room, people are sitting there and they're listening and they notice. Even if the people, yeah, even if the people with the quote unquote desk jobs may not notice, you know, most of the other people in the establishment do.
That's the problem. You know, and I've never understood it. I've never, why is it they only want listeners during drive time and they only want them to sample the station for 15 minutes at a time?
Yeah.
Don't you want to keep your listeners? Like, it boggles my mind.
Well, I can't speak for other radio companies, but I know that I want to keep my listeners.
That's right.
You know, it is. It's twisted logic.
It's very twisted logic. Because you know what, though? All they want is that big PPM cume.
Yes.
You know, TSL means nothing anymore.
Oh, well, that's... What are you going to do? You know?
Start your own radio station?
Well, if only it were that simple.
Right, I know.
And yes, I mean, we've done it, but... I don't know what that says about how simple or how hard it is.
Oh, just wait till I get an actual format on the air somewhere.
Right.
I have listeners.
And you will. You will, because I've heard a lot of your product, and it's very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One of these days, I don't know, one of these days we ought to, if we ever take a break or something.
We ought to just scrap the show and play music.
Well, yes, but I was going to suggest we ought to give people a chance to hear some of what you've done.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, I figured you might. I figured you might.
That would be great. So this is Clearing the Static.
Yes, it is. And we're just about out of time here. So I'm going to go through our contact info one more time, just in case people want to get in touch with us.
Yes, you can email us. We're at radionewsnow@ymail.com, radionewsnow@ymail.com. You can visit our website. We're at clearingthestatic.tripod.com, clearingthestatic.tripod.com. You can check us out on our Jaiku page. That's clearingthestatic.jaiku.com, clearingthestatic.jaiku.com. And you can check us out on our Radio Jocks social networking profile, radiojocks.com/profile/clearingthestatic. That's radiojocks.com/profile/clearingthestatic. And remember, all you radio geeks and geekazoids, video didn't kill the radio star. He was laid off by Entercom after only 3 months on the job.
You can write to Clearing the Static. You can send email to radionewsnow@ymail.com. For more information about our program, including when and where to hear the show, plus our program archive, please visit our website at clearingthestatic.tripod.com. Get breaking news, program updates, and so much more on our Jaiku page at clearingthestatic.jaiku.com. You can find our blog, polls, and fun things to do on our social network page on radiojocks.com/profile/clearingthestatic. Clearing the Static is a presentation of Geneva Community Radio, which is solely responsible for its content.